with unresolved issues that include accusations of continuing Syrian regime airstrikes on civilians, little notable progress in UN-led political talks between the government and opposition, and snags in delivering humanitarian aid, the International Syria Support Group convened in Vienna to discuss the Syrian crisis.
None of us, no one, can be remotely satisfied with the situation in Syria. It's deeply disturbing.
But as he stood with his Russian counterpart and the UN Syria envoy, Secretary Kerry denied the U.S. and world powers had lost leverage in efforts to get compliance from Syria's Bashar al-Assad.
There is leverage in the fact that this war will not end for him or for his people without a political settlement. Everybody understands that.
But some say the way to break the logjam in Syria is to alter the facts on the ground.
To have military leverage that you can use to back up your side of the argument and ultimately to threaten the other side that there will be consequences if they're not prepared to come to a political agreement.
Others say the U.S. and the Syria support group should keep pressing for a comprehensive political solution.
We need to make it clear that there is no give in terms of our desire and, frankly, our demand that Bashar not be around at the end of a process.
If that fails, says analyst Harry Kamak, world powers should push to de-escalate the violence and increase humanitarian assistance, moves that would at least reduce the suffering of the Syrian people. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Vienna.